And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day, that which becomes bold as I'm reading scripture and it goes, hey, Dave, look at me. Oh, okay. The title, Taking a Different Angle. I promise you, you've not heard this one before. Also, we're going to be talking about fighting the failings. Fighting the failings. We're going to review the value vector. Do you know what a vector is? We'll talk about that. And then we'll close it out with the latest and the high class level of Meshuggahna News.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. How's that for an introduction? Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And as my grandma Selma used to say, oy vey. You know, one time she walked in my house and I was sitting on the chair. I'm not teasing. And she said to my mom, Barbara, David's sick. And my mom said, why? And she said, because he's sitting there. That's my life. Oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Remember, any topic is technically open for a conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
Comma, down, doo-dee-doo, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leeks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Hey, I'm Chris Brown, host of Chris Brown's True Stewardship, brought to you by Ramsey Solutions. This is a brand new radio show providing biblical answers for money and life. Well, imagine what life would be like if there were no car payments, student loans, or money fights. What if your finances could be worry-free? God has a lot to say about money. Tune in.
Evenings at 8 on KPRZ.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you Ford, joining us here at KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I just thought I'd do a little play right here. I'm doing finger puppets. Listen. That's good, huh? I'm taking that to Broadway.
The old classic worm talks to worm.
Yeah, got it. And then you take your fists up and you do the little thumb-to-thumb thing. Hello, hello, how are you? I'm doing fine. Looking outside, it is yet again a interesting day. It's not fully sunny. It's not, well, it's not sunny at all. Okay, let's say it again. There is no sun shining. That does not mean the sun doesn't shine. See, that should be a good spiritual lesson. Just because you cannot see the sun through the clouds doesn't mean the sun isn't shining. Oh, bazinga. That's a good one right there.
That's good.
Right? That does make for interesting traffic, though, because, you know, in California, people get out of their cars and look up at the sky when that stuff falls and goes, what is it? What is it? Or they do this. Is that a boot in the road? And then, you know, everybody stops and looks. What size? I need one. Anyhow, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Take a look outside, or if it's nighttime and they're doing the replay, imagine you are just in Seattle. And then you know for sure, okay, I need to have my roof checked. Who's going to do the roof for you? Right? Excalibur, who's doing your roof for you? Excalibur Roofing is doing it. They're the ministers of roof. They solve roofitis. They help with unauthorized skylights. The best part about it is if you really do have anything going on or you're really just not sure about the roof scenario, Excalibur Roofing is who you want to talk to. You can call them at 760-743-8803. For those that don't know, by the way, Eric plays drums in a Christian band for the church. He's like, you know, he's into it. You know, he loves that stuff. So here's a guy who plays drums and yet feels closer to the Lord on a roof. I don't know. Working through that. ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. You can go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing. Get a kind of a feel for them as to who they are. But get this. All their estimates are free. All their work is fantastic. And their spirit is excellent. ExcaliburRoofing.com website. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Big shout out again to my great friend Steve Wheeler, who was in the other day, brought me this cool gift. If you did not look on Facebook at the gift, it's cool. I'm telling you, if you didn't see it, go to the KPRZ Facebook page. Go to Facebook, type in KPRZ, and you'll see that gift. It's these elephants, these five elephants. It's one piece of wood, but it's five elephants, and somebody took a tiki wood and kind of carved it all out, and they're all helping push one another, with the whole idea being that we're helping one another, pushing one another, strengthening one another, supporting one another, loving one another. A fantastic gift, by the way. And the reason that Steve was gracious in that sense is because the audience, not even me, because the audience was praying for him. We were praying pretty fervently for him and Coral while they were over there in,
Myanmar.
Yeah, that one. And so we're praying for, and he was like, when you guys were praying, I knew you were praying. It's like there was something going on. I just believe that the Lord was protecting him and keeping them safe and giving them a blessed trip. They were taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. Come on. That is the call. It's to take the gospel and to make disciples. So while we're in that process of making disciples, there are other places where we're still taking the gospel. And we get the gospel there, and then we make disciples there. It's like that is exactly what they're doing. Helping rural pastors to educate, strengthen other believers, and to lead people to a decision to make an eternal decision for the kingdom of God, not just for the then and there fire insurance, but for living like Christ now, here. And it's powerful. That's what this ministry does. They're also involved in clean drinking water. They're involved in the networking process. I'm just going to encourage you to go to whitefields.org and check them out. Why don't you just, if you're looking for an uplifting story, they got them. They got them all over the place. Whitefields.org, best place to get in touch with the ministry. Or call Danielle at 760-846-8610. We don't have a sound for the first one. All right, here it is. I don't think you've ever heard me say this before. I'm pretty sure you haven't.
This is the title of this is called Taking a Different Angle. Taking a Different Angle. You know, this is really what I want to kind of communicate. Genesis 30, 29 through 30. Just bear with me. We're going to extrapolate from this text something. Genesis 30, 29 through 30. So Jacob said to him, "You know that I have done what I have done for you and your herds. You had very little before I came, but now your wealth has increased. The Lord has blessed you because of me. And now, when will I also do something for my own family?" This is Jacob talking to Laban, and they're talking about the fact that, and this is the reality, this is the scripture, that God blessed Laban because of Jacob. God blessed Laban, I want you to get this, because of Jacob. We don't talk about that in those terms because, you know, it's hush hush. You don't say stuff like that. But it's like, no, this is what scripture says. You see, we want to love and honor and bless others because we are commanded to by the Lord, right? We're commanded to love each other, to strengthen each other, to encourage each other. It's what we're supposed to do. It reflects the heart of God towards his people, and we want to love, honor, and bless others because the Lord has commanded us. You know, you're supposed to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. These are the summations of the commands. I know that people have come up and said, well, you know, they had the 619, okay, there's 619, 629, or 639 laws, depending on who you talk to. And then there's the Talmud, and then beyond the Talmud, there's the Mishnah, and all these things are bubbles to get farther and farther away from the command so that man doesn't break the commands. Jesus comes in and goes, here, two, try this, two. Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbors, love yourself. Do those. Like, whoa, well, you just took out like hundreds of things. Like, right, exactly. Do those. It's like, wow. So we're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to do that because we're commanded. But listen to this sidetrack. Every once in a while, you should be aware of this. You should also consider that God may bless us because of others too. In other words, let me say it this way. God blesses those who bless Israel. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Why I want you to know that is because sometimes you get ready. This is a new term, Tugboat Todd, so we haven't used this yet. I've never used this. Sometimes we get fallout blessings. Fallout blessings. Let's say you're engaging in something and the Lord is blessing it and you're connected to it maybe indirectly. You may receive a blessing because you're connected to it. It's not that complex. That's not the motivation, but it is something to be aware of. Sometimes the Lord blesses. Remember when the Ark of the Covenant went to a particular home, the Lord blessed that home just because the Ark of the Covenant was there. Sometimes the Lord pours out his blessing just because something he has blessed contains blessing, and it's kind of contagious. So here with Jacob acknowledges it to Laban and goes, you know, you got blessed because God was blessing me. It's like, wow. And I know it's something you're not allowed to talk about because, you know, after all, this is Christianity and it's Christian radio and you can't talk about that from a pulpit, but it's a reality. Sometimes the Lord will bless a wife because of the husband, a husband because of the wife, a family because of the children. You don't even know all those aspects. Who knows all that stuff? I don't. Here's what I do know for sure. That the Lord blesses, and I want to be as closely connected to the blessing in a favorable position as I can be. So I'm going to love others because I am commanded to. That is the first and foremost reason for me to do anything, is because the Lord asks me to. But I'm also going to walk with a sense of awareness that sometimes when you're blessing and strengthening and touching and encouraging people, the Lord may have some fallout blessing for you. That's not the reason to do it, but it can be a benefit for doing it. I know it's a different angle, but you got to admit, it's fun to think about, isn't it? Sure it is. All right, folks. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station. here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to begin a quiet time with God every day? Some suggestions today on getting started. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Ron Edmondson, writing in crosswalk.com, offers five easy steps to beginning a daily quiet time. First, pick a definite place. If you travel frequently, this is more difficult, but the more routine you can make it, the better. It should be as free of distractions as possible and will soon become very comfortable. Next, pick a reasonable amount of time and put it on your schedule. If you use an electronic calendar, you can set it to repeat the appointment every day. Start with 15 minutes, maybe even 10. The key at this point is consistency. Then, decide how you'll structure your quiet time. The format may be based on what you hope to achieve. If developing intimacy with God in prayer is your goal, then choose to spend more time in prayer. If Bible knowledge is your goal, then you may want to choose to do a Bible study. The next step is to decide what you will specifically do in your time. Will you do a Bible study or simply read Scripture and pray? Maybe it's a mixture. The goal is not to be mechanical, but rather to provide structure that will lead to productivity in building your God relationship. And finally, commit to doing something consistently for at least 30 days. Every day, without exception, do it, whether you feel like it or not. Habits and lifestyles form this way, and you'll need this discipline. More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to healthcare based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses. And it's half the cost of insurance. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Joining us here at KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I probably should remember this at some point, but the David Spoon Experience is the name of our Facebook page. And if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is a great way to go about that. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul. Just in yesterday, Sam was. Now, we tell people all the time, if you know somebody, and did you hear what Sam said? He had some interesting stats. Somebody this year, as they go through this year, you will encounter in some capacity five people throughout the year who will have some form of a real estate need in buying, selling, changing, refinancing, something along those lines. That's the stats, the latest stats. And believe me, the real estate industry keeps statistics like you don't even want to know. And that is an amazing element. So if you are not the person, but know somebody in your favorite five.
That's what I'm calling them, your favorite five. The five people you come across.
Send them to Sam. Just send them over to Sam. My understanding, too, is that if you do send them to Sam, that there is some reward to that. I don't know if you know that or not. I'm just going to say that. Just going to say that right there. Could be a Twinkie. Could be a thank you. I don't know. I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a Jewish guy on a Christian radio station. What do you want from me? I do want to let you know, if you want to go to his website, thinksam.com. Thinksam.com. Keeps it simple for simple people like myself. 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. There's a guy that was born a Muslim, goes to Dr. David Jeremiah to prove that Jesus isn't Lord, and he loses that war.
Such a great story.
Got to hear it. It's just a fantastic story. And he does share that, by the way, for no cost, with Bible Studies Fellowship churches all over the city, the state, and the country. So feel free to get in touch with him. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. Okay? Okay. Okay? All right.
All right. All right.
Thank you. Okay, let's talk about fighting the feelings. Do we have anything on this one? This is good.
You say you're not a loser, so win. You say you're not a loser, so win.
You know, I must be getting old. I couldn't hear that. What did it say? What was it?
You say you're not a loser, so win.
Oh, they're saying you're not a loser, so win. I like that.
It's Billy Madison.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is that what that's from? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Let's talk about this. I want to challenge everybody. Is that all right? I'm going to try and do it in love. Here, I'll start it off this way.
I love you.
All right, now I'm going to challenge you. See how you do that? That's what you do to discipline your kids. This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Never. Not one time that I disciplined my kids did it hurt me more than it hurt them. Ever. But it's a nice thing to say.
Maybe emotionally, not physically.
Never. Not once. Okay, Joshua chapter 7, verse 10 through 13. Joshua chapter 7, verse 10 through 13. This is going to be a little tough to hear, so just bear with me. Here's what it says. So the Lord said to Joshua, "Rise up. Why is it that you have fallen on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them, and they have even taken some of the things under the ban and have both stolen and deceived. Moreover, they've put them among their own things. Therefore, the sons of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies, for they have become accursed. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy the things under the ban from your midst. Rise up, consecrate the people, and say, consecrate yourself for tomorrow. For thus the Lord, the God of Israel, has said, the things under the ban in your midst, O Israel, you cannot stand because of these things until you have removed these things that are under the ban from your midst." And you're sitting there thinking, what? I don't get it. First and foremost, it's the only time you can give Monty Python props, because they have that one scene in Monty Python and the Holy Grail where everybody gets down before the Lord, and they're all like going, ooh, and then in their little thing, they go, stand up. I don't like sniveling idiots. That's a good line. Here's the bottom line. God doesn't want you just going, oh, woe is me. I'm a sinner. And then just doing that and just never ending and never ending and never doing anything about it. If you are in sin, if you're stuck in sin, you come before the Lord, you consecrate yourself, which means to separate yourself holy as unto the Lord, which means separated for the Lord, and you tell the Lord, I need help, and we need to go to war, and I need you to be my war partner against this sin. And there's other people out there who are sinning just by the complacency of letting sin in your life. Some of you are doing that not because it's as big a deal, but you think, eh, no big deal. Eh, no big deal. And it's like the Lord's like, look, you need to rise up. Why have you fallen on your face? It's like, get up and get after that sin that is creating problems in our relationship. The Lord wants us to have a fierceness. Sometimes our approach against sin, the sin in our lives, I'm not talking about you doing this in somebody else's life until you've fully done it in your life. The approach against sin sometimes needs to be forceful, not just seeking forgiveness, but seeking deliverance. And there is this big difference. It's understandable to want to seek the forgiveness, or let's just say the freedom from the guilt. I do not think that that's a bad thing. I think the church has maybe kind of made it a bad thing. Hey, when you grow up with guilt like I did, you understand freedom from guilt's a great thing. But you can't just stop there. Because that's when you make Jesus Savior, but not Lord. And Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord. So he saves you, and then as the Lord, he's your master over your life. And you can't just stop by going, well, I like the Savior part, Jesus. I'm not that thrilled with the Lord part, so I'll just keep you as Savior. And that's the fire insurance people. And the Lord does not appreciate that and does not want things active in our life that creates problems for us. I got a message for you. Sin doesn't actually create a problem for God. God's not up there going, well, Dave's sinning. I don't know what we're going to do up here in heaven. Wow, we're all stuck now. That doesn't work that way. How it works is Dave's sinning. I can't pour myself out upon him the way that I want to because he's so full of holes. If I did, he would leak all over the place or it would just bounce off his sinful head. It's like, you know, get the picture right. And sometimes we've got to be like, you know, this sin, and I'm not saying you're going to do this perfectly and always, but there are some things in my life. There are some things in your life. We could go, you know, that, you know what? That's enough. It's enough. It's enough of that. It's ridiculous. Maybe it just has to do with a little bit of backbiting. Maybe it has to do with a little bit of complaining. I bet I can faithfully and diligently point out in a prophetic manner that 9 out of 10 people that are listening to the show complain too much. That's not being, you know, a tent preacher. That's being a human going, wait. Maybe we should be aware of those things. You know, we can do better. So then let's have an attitude. We're going to do better. We're going to be more forceful. We're going to fight against these failings. Some of these failings that you and I allow in our lives are dumb. And the devil's just laughing at us like, you tripped over a Twinkie. And it's like, really? I mean, if we're going to go to war in a spiritual warfare context, may it actually be a war versus some little, you know, somebody threw a paper cup and it hit you in the head and you're walking around going, ow, 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 ow. We got to fight against that stuff because it doesn't help us with our communion with the Lord. It doesn't help us in the way we walk. I'm not trying to tell you folks you're all doing it. I do it too. My family does it too. But I do it and it's wrong. And the conviction's against me. And if you're sharing it, then you're sharing it. I got to do better in some of these dumber things. I can fight better against the sin. I always ask for forgiveness. I'm really good at the Savior part. I need to do a little bit better on the Lord part. I need to go, yeah, I got to get that out of me, and I need you to help me, and whatever it's going to take to help me, get me there. You know, be it sharing it with other people, praying about it, fasting about it, doing whatever. We got to fight a little more fiercely. Let me close out with this. 2 Corinthians 7:11. Just see what this godly sorrow produced in you. Such earnestness, such concern to clear yourself, such indignation, such alarm, such longing to see me, such zeal and such a readiness to punish wrong. You showed that you've done everything necessary to make things right. That's the question. Are we doing everything necessary in the Lord to make things right? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie, let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn.
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
No part of our lives is hidden from God's grace and power.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. In 2015, an international research company stated that there were 245 million surveillance cameras installed worldwide, and the number was growing by 15% every year. In addition, multiplied millions of people with smartphones capture daily images ranging from birthday parties to bank robberies. Whether we applaud the increased security or denounce the diminished privacy, we live in a global cameras-everywhere society. The New Testament book of Hebrews says that in our relationship with God, we experience a far greater level of exposure and accountability than anything surveillance cameras may see. Hebrews 4 tells us His word, like a sharp two-edged sword, penetrates to the deepest level of our being, where it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Because Jesus, our Savior, experienced our weaknesses and temptations but did not sin, we can approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We don't need to fear Him, but can be assured we'll find grace when we come to Him. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you that are going on. We want to welcome Cultivating Ethos on Sundays, 10 a.m., right here. You got Pastor Scott Furrow. He's going to be doing his show. So on Sunday mornings, if you're not at church, if you're not connected or something, you're thinking, man, I'd like to listen to a different pastor I haven't heard, that's your opportunity. To get more information, cultivatingethos.org. Cultivating Ethos. Ethos. E-T-H-O-S. Ethos. Cultivatingethos.org. Also, Bless Israel has returned to K-Praise weeknights at 9 o'clock. You have that opportunity to listen to that as well. Last thing I will tell you, the mobile app. It's an app that moves around. It's mobile. It works on the iPhone. It works on Android. It works on Pixel. It works. And that's the most important part. Yes? Yes. It's all right. It's all right. I want to get into a little bit early because of the nature of this particular DDD. I don't know. Do we have a sound on this one?
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Well, that's right, pennies from heaven. You're going to see the attachment to this one. This will make 1,000% sense when you hear this one. Like, can you do 1,000% sense versus 100%? Is that really possible?
Yes.
Okay. Well, as long as we got that solved. Any other mysteries of the universe want to solve for me real quickly?
It's just more dramatic when you say 1,000% instead of 100%.
1,000%. Yeah, because if it's 990%, that's out of 1,000, that's not full. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 through 31. I think this has a title, although I can't remember what it is. Oh, yeah, it's the value vector. The value vector. Here you go. Matthew chapter 10, 29 through 31. For those who are turning in for the first time and you're saying, what is this? Is this Christian radio? Stick around. They'll let you know. Here we go. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Oh. And yet none of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Here's Jesus talking to the people And there's been a couple people that have come into the church realm in the last 100 years and said, that's not really actually what he meant. All right, now watch this. I'm going to teach you something about the Word of God that's really good. Ready? See, Dick, run. See, that is exactly what was meant. This is exactly what's meant. It's not that hard. People are like, there's deeper meanings. Pretty sure when Jesus went with hair, everybody there was thinking, I know exactly what he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. There's less hair for the Lord to count for me every week. It ends up in the drain, in the bathtub. Sorry. And you're thinking, well, are you sure this is, you know, I think everybody knew what a sparrow was. I think everybody knew what hair was. I think everybody knew what fear was. Doesn't seem overly complex. Here's what he says. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Listen to this. One sparrow in the time of Jesus was not even worth a penny. It was two sparrows that were sold for a penny. So one of them is only worth a half a cent. It's like, that's a little low on the list, Dave. It's just a little low. Yeah, that's a little low on the list, right? And look at what Jesus says. And yet, none of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father knowing. So you've got something that has a numerical value of a half a penny. Half a penny, folks. I mean, walk down the street, you'll find a penny. And in that, the Lord God Almighty knows if that sparrow falls to the ground. Because nothing escapes his attention. And you're thinking, well, wait. Now, hold on. What are you trying to say? Well, the very next line that Jesus uses is this line. The very hairs on your head are all numbered. Now, I do have a harder time than other people because I keep my hair pretty short. But I think the image you really want to get is if you've ever seen a numbering system, imagine each strand of hair on your head having a little tag on it with a little number, okay? So each one has number one, number two, 3,463, 9,322. Each one has a little tag on it. Do you think, even from a human point of view, yeah, I don't think we're going to go that deep into this process. I mean, that's kind of deep, right? I mean, who really? You care? You care that it's 997 versus 996 or 998? I mean, that's not vanity. That's insanity. It's like, wow, that's bizarre. But the Lord knows what that number is. And as that number changes, the Lord knows what that change is. And so the idea that Jesus is communicating is pretty simple. He says, in as simple as it can be, he says, don't be afraid. You see, your heavenly Father knows, right? If a sparrow worth a half a penny falls to the ground, he knows everything that's going on there. How much more you who are made in the image of God? So you don't have to be afraid because he knows. He knows the littlest details that, let's be honest, about yourself, you don't know. You don't know how many hairs you have. You might say to me, well, Dave, a head like yours, you know, you're kind of like you're bald half the time. It's like you don't have any hair. All those hair follicles grow underneath the skin. So whatever that number is, God knows. The outward appearance, of course, is how man only looks at things. God looks at the inward. Anyhow, the point of that matter is simple. God's value on you is so high that he will take the time for the most, what we would consider the most ridiculous information. He knows that about us. And he tells us, don't be afraid. You are more valuable. And that's the Lord communicating that you are valuable. Now, I will say this, and I want to make sure we get this right up front. There'll be no misunderstandings, okay? He says that we are of more value than any animal. So for all of those nut jobs who are out there going, animal! animals are just as important as people. You and God are in disagreement. And in case you're wondering if it's just birds, I'll just throw this in just for the fun of it. Matthew 12:12. How much more valuable then is a man than a sheep, Jesus said. So it's like, okay, the Lord is telling you plainly that you as a human being are of greater value than an animal. And you can jump up and down and you can whine about it and you can connect to PETA, which stands for People Eating Tasty Animals. You can do whatever you want, but the bottom line is this. The value that the Lord puts on you is higher than any other elements within his creation. He thinks so fondly of you, he doesn't want to spend eternity apart from you. And the understanding is that we don't have to operate our lives on this planet at this time or any time, really, in fear. Because the Lord knows and cares. He cares about things in your life that you don't care about. He cares about things that are unimportant to you, but they're not unknown to him. Because you matter. Because Jesus didn't die, sorry to say this, folks, but Jesus didn't die for Fido. He died for you. And you and I need to get a handle on how God values us. What was the price paid for your redemption but the blood of Jesus Christ? That's your value. Don't, you know, I have this amount of money in the bank. Congratulations. That has nothing to do with eternity at all. But for you and for me, the precious blood of Jesus Christ was spilled that we might be redeemed or purchased back by God. So now, answer the question, how much are you worth? And then you get to see that God's opinion, of course, is better than any person's opinion. I think we can pretty much just buy into that right off the bat. And his opinion is you're worth the blood of Jesus Christ, which, by the way, the Bible says is greater than any treasure and any figure, any other kind of treasure that there is. It's precious. And that's how God feels about you, that he spent that for you. So when you're trying to figure out the value vector, your value vector is off the charts. All humanity cannot comprehend the depth that God has placed upon humanity and the value that he considers for his children. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
There's some of you that have just stood at the grave of a loved one and seen the loved one taken away.
Billy Graham.
God cares. He loves you today and he cares for you. Whatever your distress, whatever your trouble, Jesus Christ said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
The greatest comfort Jesus offers, though,
is the comfort of knowing that your sins can be forgiven and that you can live forever with God in heaven.
I tell you that God will forgive every sin of your life and make you as guileless as a little child because Christ died on the cross. Listen to this. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
You can find perfect peace in Jesus.
Do you have Him? Is He your very own Savior? He can be today.
You can learn more about making that decision for Christ at findpeacewithgod.net. It's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Your biggest enemy may not be whom or what you think it is. This is Jim Garlow. The Apostle Paul put it bluntly to the Corinthian church in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. He said, "The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and," now here's the key phrase, "we take captive and make them obedient to Christ." You have the ability to control your thought life. We all do, but it takes discipline, understanding the working power of the Holy Spirit in your life, and the importance of God's strength in your weakness. Every thought captive, every thought obedient to Christ. It's the mark of a maturing believer. For more, go to jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let's see, two things to tell you. One, don't forget about Experience Israel with Pastor Sean Thornton. Going to be taking place in November. We want you to go to experienceisraeltour.com because it's sponsored by Genesis Tours with Reuven Doran, whose tour, I mean, he is there excellente. Is that a word, excellent? Is that really like a word?
I'm guessing it's excellent in Italian.
Is it? Really? So I'm speaking Italian now? Wow. Spaghetti. Is that, does that work?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. The other thing is to remind you about Dr. Tony Evans, Monday through Fridays, 10:30 here on K-Praise for Inspirational. That's Inspirational. We're going to do this short and sweet and direct, which is my kindest way of saying this next segment is Meshuggah News. What do we got?
Meshuggah News. Meshuggah News.
That's so funny. Well, Robo Paul does that night. That's a nice line for him, yeah, right? Because Meshuggah News. That's really funny. All right, let's do a couple of things. We're going to hit 1, 2, 3 stories. We're going to do it in 4.5 minutes or less. And we're going to just be straightforward and honest about it, okay? First and foremost, as most people know, the other day in his first press conference that he had, President-elect Donald Trump called CNN fake news. So no, there's a couple things I want to say about that. One, CNN stands for Christians Not Necessary. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah, no, that's what it stands for. Okay. Number two, can you imagine if anybody else said that that way? Could you just imagine? It's like Donald Trump could seemingly get away with that, and I think that it's fantastic, but I don't think it's fantastic because he's being rude or anything. I think nobody seems to be able to talk or stand up to the press ever without getting annihilated in some capacity, and I just think the press has become one of the institutional walls that it is not supposed to be. So you're supposed to have this separation of government and the press, which can report objectively on all that's taking place, but that doesn't exist anymore. Even if you're a fan of Fox News or if you're a fan of Breitbart or anything, it doesn't exist where the news is just 100% neutral reported. It doesn't even exist. Everything is slanted, and you can tell by the way that they use the words that they choose. If it's a positive story about Donald Trump, it'll say, you know, it'll say it in a positive way. And if it's negative, they'll say it in a negative way. There's never just this neutral, you know? Even if they said Donald Trump got a haircut, it'd be Donald Trump got a haircut. Yeah. See, that's not neutral. That's the problem.
You even saw, like, when the pictures before the debates with Hillary and Trump and the pictures they chose. And it was like a nice picture of Hillary smiling and then just like this mean grimace on Trump's face.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting. Nowadays, we live in a world where a lot of people go to, like, the Daily Show for their news.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's not good, is it?
It's not. But sometimes some of those stories are more factual than, you know, these other news outlets that are looking to be the first one to get the news story. Not necessarily being the most factual, but just the first to put it out there. So fake news is a great way to describe the news that we have available to us now.
Right. It's a traffic generator for sure. And that's one of the big things. If you don't think it's all about eyeballs, you haven't been watching how the economy works very much. So even though if Donald Trump fails, people will think he's a success just for talking back to the media. I mean, it's a fact. The real idea about media bias is understanding who picks the stories. Are you picking the story that they cover, or are they? And if they're picking the story, then aren't they directing the narrative? Oh, you got me. Who said that, Dave? Lou Grant in 1973. That's who said that, just in case you wanted to know, on the Lou Grant Show. I'm just saying. So a lot of people losing it and all together, but I will say this, and this is an important part. Jesus was very clear. Jesus said, watch and pray, which means that you and me and everybody else needs to be watching. You don't need to be getting sucked into it where you're like, and everything's like in, you know, Gargoyle Land or something. Just watch and pray. What we're supposed to be doing is looking for places to advance the gospel. Number two story. Ready for this one? Going right to it. Muslim nations topped the list of those persecuting Christians. 9 of the 10 nations persecuting Christians the most are Muslim nations. Number one, you won't hear the presser of Barack Obama say anything other than the Muslims need protection, even though now it's the Christians and the Jews whose persecution is on the rise worldwide. There is a rise in something that has to do with the Muslims. It's fake Muslim persecutions that has risen 4,000%. Oh, interesting. But here's my favorite story, as I always have one as we wind it down. Bill Nye blames California floods on global warming. No, I'm serious. Holy Batman Nutsy Cuckoo. Here we go. Global warming. Warming temperatures? No. It's cooling temperatures? No. It's hurricanes? No. It's no hurricanes? No. It's drought? No. It's flood? No. It's climate? Oh, climate has nothing to do with weather, except the word climate means weather patterns. Maybe it's just a lot of flooding because it's, wait, get this. Get ready for it. Ready, tugboat? Here we go. Ready? Maybe it's flooding. Ready? Because it's raining. I'm going to go with this. It's flooding because it's raining. You've heard it right here on the David Spoon Experience first and foremost. Boy, I'm sure that'll catch its wind in the fake news. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then it'll be Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.